Okay, let's begin Parshas Tzav. Parshas Tzav begins first with the Trumas Hadeshen and the Hitzas Hadeshen, which very easily gets confusing between the two of them, but we'll talk about it when we get into the Parsha itself. And then we speak about the mitzvah of Ha'olah, that the Mizbeach is Mekadesh, the whole Perek and Mishtach Zvachin, that's dedicated to that. Things that go up onto the Mizbeach, even if for some reason they got Nifsal, they'll stay up there, because once it gets up on the Mizbeach is Mekadesh, sanctifies it and stays up there. And certain things that won't become Mekadesh, because they were never really fit for it in the first place. We have the mitzvah of Lo Yisikba, the fire may never be extinguished. Then we go into the different karbanos, Zois Torah HaMincha, and the kemitza, and how it's eaten, and the shemen, and the fact that karbanos mincha could be eaten by all the kayanim of the shift, even if they're bali mumin. How the mincha of the kohen, the asiyus eifa, and the kavit, the mincha schinuch of the inaugural karmi mincha of the kayanim, how it's made with some kind of special piecework folded over itself a few times. Then the fact that the kayanim's karmi mincha is not eaten by anybody, it's kolol on the mizbeach. We then go into the chatos and what happens to the dam chatos that gets absorbed into kelim, into begadim. The chayshes and cheres, you're going to have to break it. Then if the dam makes it inside when the carbon was not supposed to be brought inside and the kohen made a mistake and sprinkled it inside, it passes the entire carbon. Then we go into the Ashem, and Rashi says that we're bringing up the carbon is Ashem over here just to tell you the limbs of the Ashem, the fats, what parts of it goes up, because it wasn't discussed earlier in Parshas Vayikra. And the Ara Ayla, that it goes to the Kohanim. Then we speak about the shlamim and the toida that comes to shlamim, the 40 chalas, and how the kohen get to eat one of each kind of the chalas, 1/10 of them. Pigul, noisar, tamei, all these different psulim that come up. The isra of dam comes up towards the end of the parsha, and then the chaz of a shoik and the tenufa, they're waved and they're given as a gift to the kohen. And then finally the actual inauguration. Moshe Rabbeinu was told to take Aaron, Kachas Aaron's banav, and he's told to bathe them, to dress them, to anoint them with the Shemana Mishka, and the inauguration karbonos at the end. A parakatas, an ayil oila, an ayil miluim, and then putting the oil onto their tanuk, and their oizen, and their bayin, and what else comes up? The sal hamatzah is a tenufa, and the fact that they had to stay for 7 days straight, just like the 7 days of the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, you have to stick around there for the inauguration of 7 days. We hope Ezra Kodesh Baruch Hu, those 7 days, the inauguration of the Mishkan, should start the Ezrat Hashem on the day it started here. Next week, what is it, Tuesday? Chav Gimel Adar, that's when it started. What? I don't know, but if the days of the year, I don't mind Mashiach coming tomorrow, but if the days of the year are something that's a cycle, and you keep on going back to it, it would be very appropriate. Chav Gimel, you start the Miluim for the Bayis Shlishi. Okay, so there's a Medrash Rabbah that says an interesting point over here. Last week's Parsha, someone's name was not mentioned. Even though this Sefer is called Sefer Teiras Kayanim, you know whose name is not mentioned in last week's Parsha? Yeah, so Moshe Rabbeinu has one parsha without his name in it. Aaron has one parsha without his name in it. And this parsha makes up for it. Savas Aaron. Tell Aaron. Even though Be'etzim was it, most of the parshas with all the Kayanim, it didn't even have to say Savas Aaron at all. Just go through the Torah. Should be Vaidabi Hashem and Moshe Lamar, Zeis Torah Zoyla. No, Aaron gets special mention over here. Why? Because he was left out of last week's parsha. Why was he left out of last week's parsha? The Medrash tells us. When Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Mecheni nami sifracha," if you're not Michael Kleisel, erase me. And Hashem Taka erased Moshe Rabbeinu from one parsha. But David said, "The one that was chayt to connecti, that's the one that I'm going to be emcha and mecheni nami sifti." So the Abish fulfilled it. About Aaron played a role, a shtickle in the ego. His name is Taka erased from the sefer. And that Sefer Yikud, which L'chayra, the first parsha, be the most paramount, you know, parsha discussing Aaron, his name is not mentioned. Emchenu Misifri, and this week's parsha Vakeri comes in right away in the beginning of the parsha. Another reason why it says Tzav Es Aaron Ve'Es Banav, a very interesting pshat. So the first thing that comes up in this parsha is going to be the Trumas Hadeshen and the Hoitzoas Hadeshem. So the Truma's Hadeshem was something like Rashi says, Sav is a Lashon Zeros. You're getting ready. Yeah? Getting ready. Bez Hashem, get those muscles ready. They used to run up on the Mizbeach to have a race. Who's going to be the first one up? He's going to do the Truma's Hadeshem. Vazepis, this was something that they ran for. One of the reasons that they ran for it, instead of doing a pious, instead of doing a lottery, they ran for this because it wasn't really part of the regular day's Avodah. It was the end of last night's Avodah. That's what it was. Also, it was something that very easily you could feel unlucky. You could feel unlucky to get in the pious. You know, it wasn't part of the Avodah Sayoim. It wasn't really part of so much the Kodshim. It's taking out the ashes. You know, you might feel unlucky getting it. So if I get, when there's a concern, when there's a chashash of a hisrajlus, we have to go the other way. Instead of just making a lottery, and for a guy maybe feeling a little unlucky about it, fakir, we're going to race for it. Till someone got hurt and we had to throw it back into the lottery. But Rashi says we have a Lashon Zeros whenever there's a chisarain kiss, whenever there's a loss of funds. The Mefarshim talk about what's the loss of funds over here. Some people say, we're going to be talking about the Korban Oilan, a Kohen doesn't get it. Hagam, that's a little shver. The Ramban points this out. It's shver to say that chisarain kiss is going in this Rashi. Rather, it's just a hemshech of the drusha. The Rashi says, tzav over here is zeros. In other places, tzav is for a chisarain kiss. But over here, there was no chisarain kiss. As a matter of fact, even by a Korban Oilan, where nothing is eaten, the Kohen still gets the R, they get the hide. It's not like they get nothing. So it's a little bit shver to say on the Korban Oil Chazaron Kiss. Zog the Chazam Seif. You know what the Chazaron Kiss is? Because it wasn't part of the Fayez. Whoever's going to be doing the Trumas Hadeshen is also going to be lost. He's out of the Fayez. He already got something that day. Or if after the Tkufa where they included it in the Fayez, the first guy who's doing the Trumas Hadeshen, he's losing out the opportunity of doing some things that are segulas for wealth. We all know the Keteres was a segula for wealth. And he also says that the Korban Oila was a segula for wealth. As I said, the Chassam Sofer, the Mela, the Kohen that gets Haramas Hadeshen, he's losing out the segula for Parnasa. That's the Chassarin Kiss. And the Mela, it needs an extra zeros. I'm going to Chassam Sofer a step further. What's Pshat, it says Davka Aharon, he says like this. There's a medrash. The medrash that says that Aaron's name was not mentioned in last week's parsha is a shtickle, almost kevayachal chas v'shalom, like a cherim. He's excommunicated. He's out of the parsha. And sheba Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu davened on his behalf. And what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Toiras Hashem yivakesh mipiu. That Aaron HaKohen's mouth, his toiras, toiras, emes, toiras Hashem yivakesh mipiu. That one. Aaron said in the schutz of his Torah, that's why it says Torah, 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 Torah. The whole parsha is not just the halakas of the Kabbanis, but Zay's Torah, Sa'ilah, Torah, Sa'imcha, Torah, Sa'chadis, Torah, it's all the Torah. This week's parsha, Aaron comes back in the schutz of Torah. Well, if you have the schutz of Torah and you have a shaila, if you should learn Torah, do the Avodah. What do you do? We're coming off of Purim. You know, with Masechus Megillah. What do the Gemara say is the biggest chus? Saving lives or Torah? Torah is even bigger than saving lives. Mordechai took a step down. Torah is the biggest, right? Torah is the biggest chus. What's the halacha? If you're in the middle of learning Torah, do you go do the Avodah Zarah Beis Hamikdash? Well, if someone else could do it for you, let them do it. You don't do it. So Vasep is Aaron over here. If you're telling me his whole chus to get back into the parsha is his Torah, why are you telling him to do the Avodah? Let his kids do the Avodah. Talmud Torah, Kenegat Kulam, Efshalas, Zayachem. Okay, something that's for the Kohen Gadol, fine. But Trumas Hadeshen can be done by any Kohen. Why does the Pasuk mention Aaron by the Trumas Hadeshen? Zog L'Chassam Sofer, beautiful. You ready? He says, because the Avodah of the Trumas Hadeshen was teaching a tremendously important lesson. And that is Kenegat Gaiva. That there's no such thing as being back covetic, and that's why it says midayvad mechdezevad. You're putting on your perfect, good, clean suit of your big day kahuna for the truma. I'm not talking about hoytzoas edeshen. Hoytzoas edeshen, they put on either their older begotim, or the Ramban says that they used big day choil for hoytzoas edeshen. to remove the deshen michus lamachane. But the truma as a deshen, that every single day part of the avodah was to take some ashes and put it on the east side of the mizbeach, that was not considered something that you wore the junky clothes for. You wore your best clothes. Me davad, your custom suit. Your customized suit. Not only that, I saw somebody says, if you bought these to run, sagadai techamini, you could wear shorts. You know, it helps you run quicker. Or maybe you could skip the mechnasayim just for this part of the avayda, so you could run quicker. You're not restrained by the pants. So the pasuk can say, no, me davad, you're good, proper fitting. Maybe the skinny, even though it's harder to run, that's what you're wearing, but true as a deshet. The Indian of Tshuva Sadeshim was that even though L'chaira it's not such a bakavadiga avoida, klape Hashem, there's no such thing as, ooh, I'm too honored for this. It's beneath me. I can't handle this. And the more bakavadiga person that does it, the better that lesson is brought out. Like the Mark of Sechel Shabbos, in Mark Kedushin, Sechel Shabbos. We say it's best to do things. Shluch Shalom Gemara says it's very nice, but mitzvah boy yoisim im shlucha. But where's the Gemara go into that right away? By Kavod Shabbos. By Kavod Shabbos, the Mepharshim asked this question. By Kavod Shabbos, not just the part of mitzvah boy yoisim im shlucha. If you give it over to somebody else, then you are not showing Kavod to Shabbos. You imagine a king comes to your house and he asks your son to go greet him by the door. It's a complete disgrace to hand it over to somebody else. The whole covet is the fact that you're getting yourself off of your comfortable armchair. You're standing up and offering the king a drink. You're asking or ordering him. That's the whole oifen of covet. So the Chassam Sofer, the whole inyan of the Truma Sedeshen, which was to be machnia yourself, klapei kvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's only brought out by Aaron more than anybody else. So that's considered Yevcher Al Yedei Acherim. And Amela, even though Aaron is back in this parasha because of his Torah, but it comes to the Truma Sadeshen, it says Aaron as one of as well. But it's Aaron, why? Because his lowering himself or being Meichel on his coven for the Kvod HaShechina to take off the Aroma Sadeshen, that's a bigger thing than nobody else could do. No one else could bring out this sign more than the person himself. And the more that covetic the person that goes and puts himself down with something, that's the more covet that he's giving to the thing. Mamela was the Eev's last day. I came for Aaron, and Mamela Aaron had to do this. Okay. There's a medrash that says, Zog Teres Oila, Hiya Oila Al Moikta. Zog the medrash, Hiya Oila Al Moikta. When somebody is Oila, he deserves to be burnt. When somebody raises himself up with gaiva, elabisreifa. He gets burnt. I don't know if it means burnt with a physical fire or with shame. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we learned also Gemara Megillah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we just said, HaMizbeach Mekadosh. Once something goes up on HaMizbeach, it stays up there. Even if it's nifzal, as long as it was roi l'mizbeach in the first place, it stays kadosh. It doesn't come down. So Moyer did a thing that the Mizbeach is Mekadosh. So Gemara Mesechus Megillah said a similar thing, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Magbiah, a person, he's Poyer's Gedula, he gives greatness, it goes on for generations, generations. Until one Nudnik goes and becomes a Balgaiva from it. As soon as that one guy, you can have 15 generations of godless, of Oysher, of Kovid, of Chochmas HaTorah, whatever it is. You can have generation after generation of unbelievable godless. One guy's a Balgaiva, goodbye to the whole thing. Goodbye. That passels. See, even though the Mizbeach is Mekadesh, and of course the Mizbeach lifts you up, you're going up. Hiya Oila, Ala Mizbeach. But if you're Mala yourself, if you start looking at yourself as something epischoshev over there, a Balgaiva, Al Moikta, that person gets burnt by the fires that are up there. Okay? Weiter. Eitzel HaMizbeach. So it says you take the Truma Sadeshen and you put it on the east side on the Mizbeach. You put it on the floor by a specific tile on the floor. And we all know, the Gemara says, that a miracle would occur and swallow up the Deshen. It would disappear. There were other things also, something they have to be Zayrik from the Mizbeach. They would put it there and it gets swallowed up. The Yalkut Ruveni, I didn't say this, he says this. The Yalkut Ruveni says that the malach in charge of swallowing that up and making it disappear into the ground His name is Kuf Reish Yud Aleph Lamed. Kuf Reish Yud Aleph Lamed. That's his name. And he says, listen to this. That's Pshat. Vayikar. Vayikar El Bilam. Yikar Bilam Yud Kuf Reish. Aleph Lamed is Bilam, is Baileha. And he says, don't ask me what Pshatan is. He says, if somebody curses you or insults you or accuses you of something that's false and you're very hurt by it, you should say this shame three times and it protects you from the guy. I know what's it protect. He already threw the insult at you. The crazies. But he says, the Shmira, whatever it is, if somebody hurts your feelings or insults you or something that's not true,
like
you say these things three times, and it's mahapech or something to a bracha, like my Bilam also. Kuf Reish Yud Aleph Lamed. That's what he says. Okay. Weiter. Okay.
I said daily.
Chuma Zadeshen. Okay, so this Chuma Zadeshen, and the Chuma Zadeshen has to be with your own begotten. Okay. And it gets swallowed up. I was thinking to myself, what's this Indian of Deshen? And first of all, we'll talk about the Shlaka. The Shul also discusses the different things behind the Karbonos over here in this week's passage specifically. And the reason why is the Sephorno says this, the Balaturim says this, other Mepharshim also say this, that what's not that these parishes were divided by Yikra and Saf. So Rashi says all of these, you know, there's a lot of side rushes that come out through the Pesukim over here of details about the Karbonos that we didn't learn about in the previous parasha. But the Sefarno says, it's a very long Sefarno, and the Sefarno uses a lashon that last week's parasha was telling you how to do it. It was almost like opening up a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. This is how you do this Karbon, this Karbon, this Karbon, this Karbon. This week's parasha is for the Iyun and Lilmoid. And that's why each and every single piece says, Toiras. And we know that when you learn about a Karbon, it's like you bring it. It's almost like Parashah Ben Sarah Meir a little bit. L'chari, what do you need a whole separate Parashah Ben Sarah Meir if it never existed? There it is. Dry Yishu Mekabel Zgar. It's almost like this Parashah was set up for us to learn it just to be as if we brought those Karbonos. That's what it's for. That's it. To learn it and as if we bring the Karbonos. No, so what are we going to learn a lesson over here? I don't know if we learned lessons last week's parasha of the Karbonos, Vesech Nish. But the lessons that Mamash, the Shlug, every single Karbon extrapolates into the Kli Yakar, goes to town over here, a whole bunch of things. But anyway, the Deshen, you know, we say, one of the songs we sing, Am Medushlei Oineg, right, from the Davening on Shabbos. We are Medushlei. Deshen means like a fat, a thickening. We're Medusa, Klaisol, and Shabbos are Medusa Oineg. We get fat. I get fat from Google. But some people get fat from Oineg Shabbos. Medashen Etzem. The Deshen has two things. There's Gashmias. We live in a world of Gashmias. The void of a carbon is to separate the body from the soul. That's what it does. It's separating the guf and the Gashmias from the Neshama. When we're Chayte, when we make a mistake, it's because we unified in the wrong way. Instead of the Neshama using the body as a tool, the body used the Neshama as a tool. So we got to separate the two. You do Smicha. It's as if you're investing your energy into the carbon. The carbon goes, the Ruach goes up, and the body, the Gashmias of the carbon, goes down. I'd like to suggest, you know, Klai Yisrael is a Pintel Yid. And even when a Yid does an Avera, you think a Yid could do an Avera Kol Kulei Ligamri absolutely Lishma bad? The same way we say that in everything we do, there's a mixture. Eitz Hadas, Toivara, there's always a mixture. There's always a mixture. By a Yid, even when he does something bad, he's always got an excuse. He always has episode reason. There's always some L'shem Shemayim, something constructive, something meaningful. There's a reason why a Yid does an Aveira. It's not just stop to do an Aveira. Perhaps you could say that's the two different types of Deshen. There's a type of Deshen where every single day there's a Haramas Deshen. There's a Truma. Truma Elizah means an uplifting. Where the Kohen goes and he takes the deshen, the remnant of the ashes of the gashmiest thing that you sinned with, that you did something wrong with. But once you boil it out, there's an essence of toiv in there. Even in the gashmi. Even in the wrong, even in the ra, even in the mistake, even in the downfall, there was something there. And it doesn't get deposited michutz l'machane. It gets put next to the mizbeach, and it becomes nivla, ki'ilu lo hayav lo nivra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu records it, and nobody else does. I was thinking to myself, that's why there's an Indian over here specifically where it says that the kohen has to wear midoy vad. Rashi says, what's midoy vad? To measure. It's your unique. Every single kohen had a custom-made suit, a custom-made big day kuna. Why is it brought out over here that it was custom-made? Because in the Harama Sadeshan, you are the only one in the world. You are the only one in the world that knows why you sinned. That slight, tiny Moira Heter, good intention, Shemayim, whatever it is, that led you into the mistake. Everyone else just sees a sin. A guy goes and he eats treif. Bezin's got to whack him. Bezin's going to beat him up. But the Abish device, and the person in his own heart knows why he got there, what he did, what convinced him to do that. There had to have been something good to let a Yidu Aravera. That good, I would like to suggest, is the deshen that's put on the side of his bayach, and it's nivla. It's not for anyone else to see. But you, the kayan that takes it out with his own midayvad, he's unique, he's alone, there's no one else like him right now, because he's the only one that's attached to that thing. And that's balua. Then there's the remainder of the Kashmirs, the 99.999% of the chet that was done, which is Kashmirs and wrong and bad reasons and all a mistake. V'chulu v'chulu. That's Aitziel Amachna. That taka goes out to a Mokim Tomei. That's taka, not something that belongs in the base of Mikdash. It doesn't belong in the base of Mikdash at all.
Maishmas.
What? Maishmas. Yeah, just Tam Kashmirs, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. There's always a little bit in there was for the good. It doesn't do anything straight bad, I hope. Weiter, okay, so that's the two inyanim of the Deshem, okay? The Shla says, what's the inyan? What's the inyan of Itzas HaDeshem? So the Shla Kadosh, the inyan of taking out the Deshem is because once you got beaten, once you got burnt for Yavera, once you got clobbered, once you got embarrassed and like an Asia, get rid of it. Forget about it. Forget about it. Get rid of it and move on with life. Don't keep on harping on the schmutz of the ashes of the averus that you did. You get your tshuva, you get your kapara, put it behind you, and go for it. As I said, the Shla Kadosh. Sounds almost like a modern day, you know, Musar, talker, you know, chizik, you know. As I said, the Shla Kadosh. Okay. Loi zichbe. Don't put out the fire. What's the inyan of not putting out the fire? Zog the Shla Kadosh. Why don't you put out the fire? Listen to this. He says that the fire that consumes the animal, has the koyach of the mekatrigim in it. Meaning, when a person does something wrong, he did an avera, be'etzem, he's creating demonic forces, destructive angels, that want one thing. They want to eat you. They want to destroy you. They want to make you into minced meat and chop you down. That's what they want. It's like one of the midas of the in the Ramak from the Talmud Devarim. He writes about it. They, and Hashem is noisy avoy, and Hashem carries the malachim that you created with the avoyness, and he supports them so they don't literally tear you apart till Yom Kippur and you get a chance to do tshuva. That's why Zok the Ramak. Nu Zok the Shalak Adish. The fire that burns up the Karbanim be'etzem is the fire that should be burning you up. It's supposed to be eating and consuming you, mamish, till your ashes, there's nothing left of you. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu Berachamav, you bring a carbon, they consume that. Zog the Shla Kodesh, loy sichbe. It's almost like a tip that we give to this fire. We make sure it always keeps on going. It says the shoychad to the mekatrigim, that they shouldn't be mekatrig too much. If the fire would go out, they might not be so satisfied, and they might still come after you. So it's almost like the Mayim Achroinim that we give, like for the Sar Shalesov, you know, you give a little bit of a tip for the Mekatrig to close its mouth. That's the inyan that he says is Loi Sichbe, Azayzok the Shalak Adish. Okay, Eish Tamid. So Rashi says Eish Tamid. Tukan on his back. What does it mean? Eish Tamid. So Rashi, the Eish Tamid of the Menorah, Tukan should burn from the Mizbeach. You're taking a fire, a coal from the Zbeach, and that's how you're igniting the Zbeach. Now we know during Bais Rishon, the Darab and Ravi never went out. It never went out. And Bimbenu Madlik, it was the first and last, it always stayed lit. You never had to bring a fire from the Zbeach. The discussion, did they still bring a fire from the Zbeach also? or not. It wasn't needed. This is for when you need a fire. If it goes out, you get a fire from the Mizbeach. Okay. But there's a beautiful connection over here between the Ner of the Mizbeach, the fire of the Mizbeach, and the Ner of the Menorah. The fire of the Mizbeach, I heard this from B'Shem the Sfas Emes, from Rav Simcha Shur. I told him anytime today. He says in the Sfas Emes, he says, Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Ar. He says, the Menorah, we all know, represents Torah Ar. He says, the Karbonis represents Maisim. The Maisim. Kol Shekhan Murim is Maisim, Kol Shekhan Maisim. You need to have a blend. He says, you want it to be Kayom. You want it to be Loi Sichbe. You need to have a blend of the two. When you take the fire that's coming from the Mizbeach, which is the Olam HaMaisa, and you use that to ignite the Menorah, which is the Orem Torah, then you have the Shleimus of both. But listen to this. He says, the Gematria of Ner and Or, the Gematria of Ner and Or together equals Loi Sichbe. Isn't that beautiful? You want the fire, you want the brand not to go out, you have to have a blend of both. You need Maisa and you need Torah, you need a blend of both. And then Taka Loi Sichbe, you'll always have that fire going. Also Loi Sichbe, the Chizkuni says, even when they travel, the Gemara says this, that even when they travel, that coal remains on fire, they have to contain it in a special type of box. The Balaturim says that the fire of the Mizbeach that never went out, that fire, the Malachim use as the ladder to go up to Shemayim, to bring up the Zechusim of Klal Yisrael. Well, the neshamas that they use it, they use that fire. So you never allowed to close off that entrance, like emergency exit. Okay, the Karban Mincha. So the Karban Mincha, we say, is considered a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very small gift. There's barely anything to it. It's a little kmitza, like davening mincha. Why is davening mincha a gift? Because you got to carve out the time for the kmitza. You got to really cut out the time. We're full of tirdas, shachas in the beginning of the day, maariv at the end of the day. Hopefully your mind is clear. But in the middle of the day, everyone's carving something out. And that's why mincha is considered a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's an interesting shlakadosh also. It brings down the Gemara Mesachos Menachos Daf Vav Amud Aleph. It says like this. A mincha has to have shemen and levaina, oil and spice. And in this week's parashas is where we learn that kol amenachos. That's what Rashi says. We already spoke about mincha. Zoyis Torah is coming to conclude that even the mincha of Kohanim, which doesn't get eaten by people, so I would think if it's not getting eaten by people, who needs oil and spices in there? Yeah, just put the flour and water up on the Mizbeach. What do you need the oil and spices if no one's eating it? Kamash Malon, all karbonis mincha needed, except for a minchas choyte. A minchas choyte doesn't have it. Zok the Shalak Kodesh, the Gemara of Mesachos Menachos says like this. Really, a choyte should have it also. Why? Because if the choyte doesn't have to put in shem and levaina, he saves himself money. Less ingredients is a cheaper carbon. How could you allow a sinner to go ahead and bring a carbon mincha and he's saving on the frankincense and the oil? It's cheaper, he's saving money. So minadin, even a chayte should have to put it in. So he shouldn't get away saving money. How could you have that a mincha of a chayte should be mehuder, should be glorified and beautiful and bakavadik? It can't be bakavadik. So what wins? What wins? What wins? One day you're going to be a rabbi in a yeshiva, and a boy is chutzpahdik, he's bad, whatever, and you have two choices. You can kick him out, or you can move him to the front of the class. That's your two choices. Nothing in between. So be'etzem, you would say, kicking him out is chayte niskar. That's what he wants to be. He wants to be out, right? He wants his day off. Chayte niskar. I can't kick him out. On the other hand, I can't move him to the front of the room. As I covered. Move him to the front, right next to the Rebbe. It's a covered. Maybe someplace, maybe it's not a covered. You know? Not covered. So which one wins? You see from me an interesting thing. When you have two choices, you have the fact that you don't want him to gain from the act that he did. On the other hand, you can't allow him to have bakavid. You can't give him pride in this. Which one do you do? You see from here, you can't allow the kavid. Kavid can't. I financially he's going to gain. In the pocket he's saving money. Okay, but kavid he can't have. It affects other people. Maybe it affects himself. Maybe it's going to encourage it more. Dahainu, the fact that he's going to save money is less encouraging for sin than covet. And we have to know that. When you have to get somebody going, right? You have to convince somebody to do something. You can convince them with a bissel geld, a bissel savings, or you convince them with a bissel kovid. Kovid goes a very long way. Rav Gamliel Rabinovich says a maisa. He says later on in the parish, he says, kachas aaron. Rashi says, kachas aaron, kachenu bedvarim. And it says you should be moishach in bedvarim. Kachenu bedvarim should be v'tam shikeyu, umashkeyu, and draw him in. So he says how it's so important to use words. You can't just tell a person you have to do this. This is halacha. Daven good. Learn good. Show up to class. Get a good mark on the test. People need to be encouraged with good words. That's how it works. Kachenu. Even Aaron Agoyim. Aaron Agoyim. Second in command. You got Moshe and Aaron. Doesn't Aaron have enough of his own self-initiated drive? Nay. Kachenu bedvarim. You have to convince him. You have to tell him how, what a tremendous chus it is. You have to encourage him. Not just kachem v'dvarim. It has to be words that pull him. That pull him in. See, he says on this part, how important it is to use encouraging words. He says at Maisa Shahaya, where I don't remember who it was, a relative of his, that invitation to somebody's wedding. He was like, I don't know the guy, maybe once, 20 years ago, I was in yeshiva with him, like, kids, they call each other, they meet up with each other. And the guy says, what do you mean? You made my shidduch. He says, I made your shidduch. I haven't seen you. I forgot your name. I made your shidduch. He says, not only did you make my shidduch, I'm from because of you. Shavas Epis. He said, this guy was a top-notch guy in yeshiva. But like many top-notch guys, what's driving them was the covet, the peer pressure. There's a sense of respect that the Olam has for the knackadigga guy. And that was pushing him. And one day, he made a stupid mistake. He did something stupid. He said something stupid, whatever it was, and he became the laughing stock of the yeshiva. And guys were chepping. Guys, ooh, they were digging it in. And he was so crushed. He decided he can't take it anymore. He's leaving yeshiva right after mincha. This is his last yeshiva. Last mincha. He's leaving yeshiva, and that's it. He can't even face his friends anymore. He can't face the community. He's going off the dark. He's going off the dark. He was suffering for hours, days. I don't know how long it was going on for. He couldn't take it anymore. And he's going off. And he says, right before Mincha, he turns to this guy, walked up to me. And I respected you. You were a year or two older than me. And in my eyes, you were Gar Chashev. And you came up to me and you fixed my collar. And you said, it's not bakovedik for a guy like you for the collar to be inside out. Let me help you. And I was like, not bakovedik? Everyone in yeshiva is making fun of me. The mom is making ashen lata for me. They're trampling all over me. And this guy who I respect, obviously still holds I'm a bakoved. Even though they're making fun and this and that, they're making fun because they hold of me. So they're making fun. They hold on Epes Chashev. And he says, that little moment, that tiny exchange, kept me in yeshiva, kept me from, and I'm building a Jewish home now. You have to come to my casa. Kochenu bedvarim. Sometimes just simple, positive words to somebody else has an unbelievable, unbelievable kayak. Want to wait? 2 minutes, okay. Vegra Chaim Gnievsky. When it comes to the dam chatos, that splatters or spills a little bit, so it could fall onto a few different things. It says if the dam goes onto a beged, techabes, wash it. If the dam falls onto a keli, if it's copper, rinse it, clean it. If it falls onto a klicheres, you're in trouble. You shove it. Zagreb Chaim Gnievsky, why is it that when it comes to the big day kahuna, if it goes onto a beged, it says techabes, you should wash it. And when it comes to the keli, it says yishaver, it should be broken. Listen to this one from Chaim Gnievsky. So Chaim Gnievsky, the blood that falls onto the begadim is the only time you have laundry in the Beis HaMikdash. You immediately go to the water, echleis and the kiar, I don't know which water you use. You take water and you right away rinse it out. And that's it. Hakol b'seder, everything's good. So the Mela, the Kohen himself, could do it. But he says, when do we have the chi of yishaver on the kli, cheres, that absorb the dam? He says, it's only 2 days later, depending on the karma that you had, if it was karma chatas one day, it's only a day later that the dam becomes noisar, And he bought the diamond because it's nice, it's puzzle. And now you have to break it because you can't kasher a kli cheres. So you have to break it. He says there's a din de rabbanon that noiser is matame. Noiser is matame mid rabbanon. So you have to break this kli and take it out when it becomes nicer. It has to be outside the base of Mikdash. And whoever's involved with it is going to be matame as a yadayim. The kohen doesn't want to become tame. He's going to disturb him from the malacha, from the avoiding the base of Mikdash. The may live them state yishaver. You have somebody else break it outside of the base of Mikdash. Let them become tame and not the kohen. On the dam, on the beged, you do it instantly. It's not nicer. There's no big deal. But on the yishaver, you're waiting for it to become nicer. And even though it's only drabbanon, the Torah can be meramis to drabbanon. No big deal. As I talked about, the kli yakar says, what's the difference by a beged and the kli cheres? And the choyshes? The choyshes gets a rinsing. The kli cheres is broken. And he says, cheres and the choyshes are mushalim for a tamu chokam and amoris when they chayte, when they sin. He says, when a tamu chokam doesn't have veira, it doesn't get into him. It's bailea a little bit, a little blia. No. So you got to do a little kashering, some hot water, some cold water, a little rinsing, whatever it is, and it's gone. If you go, a tamu chokam, mamish tzadik says, even before he goes to sleep, he does tshuva. That's like on the begadim. It was so external. It wasn't even beli at all. You just rinse it off, and it's gone. Nechayishas, okay, a little less. Once you're dealing with cheres, he brings rayas cheres, the first one, amoretz. A cheres, it's mamish belua inside of him, yishaver. But I would like to say, together with the Chaim Kanevsky, it's Tzvei Tevar also, that when a new person doesn't have veira, but it's not him. It's not him. There wasn't a hergel naseteva. He didn't have veira. He was nixal. He didn't have veira. Then you could clean it up yourself. You don't need to go to the dry cleaners. You're able to do it yourself. You learn a bissel musar. You have a hira tshuva before you go to sleep at night. You say the Rebbeinu Shleilam. You make a little cheshbon hanefesh. You could clean up your own aveira. It's not so difficult. But once it gets belua into a person, whether it's nechoshes, now you need external forces, and certainly cheres, when a mamish is a belia that you can't even get out, now it has to be yishaver. You need a rebbe, you need a rav, you need some outside inspiration to come and fire you up. You don't have the ability to do it yourself. Why? Because ein adam roye nigei atzmoi. Person doesn't see. Once it's a nega that's in him, he can't see it fully for what it is. And mainly he can't get rid of it. The first step to getting rid of Ra is recognizing Ra. Parsha Zachor with Amalek. Mamela, the only way to do it is nafka. Somebody else is on the outside who could see the truth for how bad the machl is. Then they're able to remove it. No, we came from Adaloyada. It's getting late. We came from Adaloyada and we're going into Parah. The whole Indian of Parah is Adam Kiyamas Ba'il. When you're Mavatel Yadas Lagamri, say everything's Xerus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mifashtet Golnisht. Just like on Purim, Mifashtet Garnished, Parshas Purim, Mifashtet Garnished, we don't understand Hashem's plan, we don't understand Hashem's reasons for anything, and that itself will bring in the Tahira and the Geula.